and at the same time it ended on a note of defeat. Just as I was leaving for Romania, a group of people who had attended the meeting in Basel's church came to ask me to hold a similar campaign in their town. "We've been waiting for this message for years," they pleaded. "We don't care about the consequences. We care only about the will of God." And I had to look into these loved and loving faces and say no. I was only one person. I could not go with them and at the same time move on where I felt God's Spirit calling too. "I wish I were 10 people, I told them. "I wish I could split myself into a dozen parts and answer every call that comes. Someday, I'm going to find the way to do it." Chapter 15. The Greenhouse in the Garden. It took me 4 hours to get across the Romanian border. When I pulled up to the checkpoint on the other side of the Danube, I said to myself, "Well, I'm in luck. Only 6 cars. This will go swiftly." When 40 minutes had passed, and the first car was still being inspected, I thought, "Poor fellow, they must have something on him to take so long." But when that car finally left, and the next inspection took 30 minutes too, I began to worry. Literally everything that family was carrying had to be taken out and spread on the ground. Every car in the line was put through the same routine. The 4th inspection lasted for well over 1 hour. The guards took the driver inside and kept him there while they removed hubcaps, took his engine apart, removed seats. "Dear Lord," I said, as at last there was just 1 car ahead of me, "what am I going to do? Any serious inspection will show up those Romanian Bibles right away." "Lord," I went on, "I know that no amount of cleverness on my part can get me through this border search. Dare I ask for a miracle? Let me take some of the Bibles out and leave them in the open where they will be seen. Then, Lord, I cannot possibly be depending on my own stratagems, can I? I will be depending utterly upon you." While the last car was going through its chilling inspection, I managed to take several Bibles from their hiding places and pile them on the seat beside me. It was my turn. I put the little VW in low gear, inched up to the officer standing at the left side of the road, handed him my papers and started to get out. But his knee was against the door, holding it closed. He looked at my photograph in the passport, scribbled something down, shoved the papers back under my nose, and abruptly waved me on. Surely 30 seconds had not passed. I started the engine and inched forward. Was I supposed to pull over, out of the way, where the car could be taken apart? Surely I wasn't. I coasted forward, my foot poised above the brake. Nothing happened.